100.7 The Tiger, Abby Lee here. I'm on the phone with Tenille Arts right now. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Doing pretty good. It's a Monday, but you know, whatever.
Well, we have something fun to look forward to tonight.
Yes, The Bachelor. I'm so excited. I got hooked a couple years ago, and like, I can't stop watching it. And you're going to be on, correct? You're going to be performing something?
Yeah, I'm going to be performing my brand new single called Somebody Like That on the season premiere tonight.
Ooh, I'm so excited.
Excited too. Pilot Pete.
I know. So are you a big Bachelor fan? Were you like super excited when you found out you got to play tonight?
Yeah. I mean, I've been a Bachelor fan for quite a while. And actually tonight is going to be my third performance on the show.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
So you're like not a rookie. You've done this before. So
a few times. Yeah. I'm excited for tonight though. This is definitely a step up from anything I've ever done before, and doing two versions of the single Somebody Like That, one romantic version and then one full band version, so it's going to be great.
Yes, I'm so excited. And then Somebody Like That is going to be on your upcoming album, Love, Heartbreak, and Everything in Between, right?
Yeah, so I'm so excited about this album. It comes out this Friday, January 10th, and it's such an exciting week. I'm like, yeah, I'm kind of pinching myself right now because so many great things are happening. But this album is one, it's actually a themed album. So the first four songs are love songs, and the next four are breakup songs, and the last four are just kind of everything else in life. So
I love it.
I've been through this past year.
Did you write everything on the album? Did you have people write with you? Like, tell me a little bit about that.
I wrote a couple of the songs by myself, and then every other song I wrote with other co-writers. So I wrote every song on the album.
I love when artists write their own stuff. I feel like that gives a whole new meaning to like albums and songs and stuff. So
I've been through it all this past year. So I was able to write about it pretty easily.
I mean, you write about what you know. And I saw on your Instagram that you and your boyfriend came down for an LSU game.
I did. I was there for Thanksgiving, and we were hanging out down in Baton Rouge. And oh my gosh. The LSU game was so much fun. I've never been to a college football game, and we got like special treatment. We were back there, like in the locker room.
I saw. I'm
yeah,
jealous.
I caught a pass on the practice.
Yeah, I saw that on your Instagram.
I was like, I'm not very athletic, but got a video of that.
Girl, I'm like really jealous. We are big LSU fans over here. So like when I saw that, I was like, dang.
It was so cool. I was like, just the energy there, like, I think I'm an LSU fan for life now.
Good.
Yeah.
Our listeners are going to like that. I like that for sure. It's definitely a different experience in Tiger Stadium, I would say.
Yeah, I got to tailgate and everything. I was there for all of it.
Girl, you got the whole experience then.
I did. It was awesome.
Well, before we get off the phone here, how else can our listeners get to know you, like, through Instagram or?
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, people can find out a lot about me through my music and through Instagram and stuff, but I'm going to actually be doing another TV performance later this month on a morning TV show. I can't announce what it is yet, but
Ooh.
It's one of those live morning shows, so I'm excited about that.
Moving on up, girl. I love it. Well, thank you for calling in. I really appreciate it, and I'm super excited to watch you on The Bachelor tonight.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
All right. Well, thank you, Tenille, and it's Abby Lee live with The Tiger.